Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Nun Beis revolves around a common problem that people have in the mitzvah of immersing kelim, tvilas kelim, that are acquired from a Gentile, in cases where the electric material, if it's a utensil that has an electric part to it, like a toaster or a electric kettle, that can get ruined in the tvila. Interestingly, a fascinating solution emerges from our sugya. The Gemara on Nun Beis Amud Beis had told us that in regards to Tuma, if something is Tame, like the Gemara described, the collar of the animal which is Tame, if one does a Shinui Maisa, the Tanakama, in the Braisa quoted 10 lines into Nun Beis Amud Beis, says that Olin mitumasan bishinui maisa. If one changes the status of the kli, then it loses its status of tuma. The Gemara points out that Rabbi Yehuda says not enough to change it. You have to be mekalkel, you have to ruin it. But we paskin like the Tanakama. Before we get to our practical example, let's see how this halacha is applied by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. After a big discussion about metal of a Jew that was made by a Gentile, whether that requires tevila or not. Bottom line is, according to most poskim, that one should do tevila without a bracha. The Rama concludes in Simen Kuf Chaf, Sif Yud, Aval Im Asa La'atzmo, Rak Shekana Matachos Mena Akum, if an individual made, a Jew, made a utensil from the metal of a Gentile, so then, in such a case, there is no requirement of tevila. Of course, even though there is a requirement for tevila whenever it comes from the tumah of a Gentile, nevertheless, when it is changed by a Jew, like we saw in our Gemara, a shinui maisa, then the halacha is there isn't requirement of tevila. Reb Moshe Stern, the Debre Tzina Rav, in his Sefer Be'er Moshe, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf, points out that there is a fascinating application of this halacha of the Rama, which emerged from our Gemara, which I erroneously mentioned last time was a Braisa. It's really a Mishnah, Perech of Hei in Mishnah Tes in Kalim, that states, the Chochmas Adam states, that in Simin Ayin Gimel Sif Yud Gimel, that if you have a very large utensil that's difficult to do tefillah on, Hayoros Hagdolos, that were purchased from a Gentile, Shemivashlim Bo Sheichar, that they used to make beer inside, nearly the Tzrichim tefillah, the halach is that require tefillah. V'nearly the Elem Takana, he says there's no solution, Elishiyat Bilem, you have to put the mikvah. Oh, here's the suggestion. Sheyinko b'em nekev godol, to make a large hole inside, kidei shetibatel mitoras kli, in order for it to be batel from its status as a kli, which we've had examples from it in the end of Perek b'mem badlikin, that if there's a large size, like the size of a pomegranate, then it loses its status of a kli, va'az yisakin uman yisrael, and then have a Jew fix it. And he says he was ma'arich b'tshuva, so that on this idea, that this will be a way of circumventing the chiyuv of tevila. Based on this, Rav Stern, the Debre Tzina Rav, in Be'er Moshe, suggests that if one has a utensil, like a toaster, and one has a Jewish artisan put it back together after it was taken apart, then it loses its chiyuv tevila, and in such a case, it would not require tevila again. So this is a potential suggestion that one can use to be mafgia from tevila. We have a nice avreich in the yeshiva. His name is Gershon Hyman, who's very capable with his hands, and he has told me that our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzal Shlita has advocated him to do this, that when there are utensils that one is afraid will get ruined in the mikvah, he takes them apart and then puts it back together, and then there isn't a chiyuv. Obviously, don't try this at home if you're not someone like I am, who is a klutz with your hands. only if you're capable, so then in such a case, this idea would work. Finally, it should be noted that many have pointed out, it obviously depends on the mechanical system, but if one does do tevila, and there is water that comes into the electrical area, the best thing is to let it sit for an extended period of time until all the moisture goes out, and then many have experienced that it works. There should be one other position that we should emphasize in the context of electrical appliances and tevila, and that is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Simin Nun Zayin, where Rav Moshe argues that even though the halacha is clear and unequivocal, when it comes to tevilas kelim, if you have a utensil that requires tevila, even if part of it is not chayiv, for example, if part of it is made out of metal and the other part is made out of another material that's exempt, nevertheless the whole utensil requires tevila. However, Amisha says that that's only in regards to something that's clearly a utensil. However, he says, Aval kivan shekli zeh osa shnei dvarim, lemata hu makom shemunach hamaychel esbashel. There is an area, in this case, Rav Moshe was talking about a case where the lower area was where the food was placed. Ulamala chute elektri shuwa eish hamevashel, tzarech tvila rachetzi el kliat tachton shemisim shem hamaychel. Only the bottom requires tevila. Rav Moshe here says something controversial, and Rav Moshe claims, v'nisha rak mok shemokum hachibur lo yuchol, lo yut balvamayim, hu adin beis hastarim. That he equates this to beis hastarim for tevila. So Rav Moshe's approach is that even though in Hilchas tevila you have to be metaher, the entire kli has to go through the mikvah, nevertheless, the electrical part is not considered the kli at all. It should be known, this position of Rav Moshe, even though often there are some who advocate the first approach based on our Gemara, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, and these are the etzas of the Gedolei Torah. This concludes, Bezer Hashem, our halacha from Daf Nun Beis.